Jesse Ventura decided to not run for the Senate out of Minnesota. We had begged him to do so. Many others had asked him to, but he has a handicapped daughter. So he told Larry King Live he doesn't really believe the American people want somebody to fight. He thinks we want slavery. That's what he described yesterday. And he did say that he believes the government staged the attacks. He went further yesterday saying he thinks they may stage more attacks. And we have to commend his bravery. You know, it's his. He's already run. He's already been a governor. He already has had them attack his children. And he has now decided to evacuate the United States. So he has evacuated. He is evacuating the next few months. He's basically going to leave and mainly stay in Mexico. And I guess watch our collapse from there as then Mexico is drug into the black hole. But he lives an hour away from electricity in the jungle. Sounds like absolute heaven. I can barely control myself not evacuating immediately. But you know what? I am committed, ladies and gentlemen, and I am sworn to stay here. That doesn't mean I won't evacuate my family, though. I mean, if I see them do the preparations for mass roundups because they'll condition you first, I'll probably evacuate my family, and I'll announce I've evacuated them so others can evacuate. You know, I think you deserve that advice, if you at least the opportunity to have my advice, because the people of America are demonic pig monsters on average, and if there's a massive depression, they will turn into demons. They will do whatever they're told by the establishment for cheeseburgers and liquor and to be told they're powerful and cool. And to be given shiny baubles like any bird, you know, any bird brain would want to put in their nest. So that basically is what's happening. And the New World Order wants to fully rape everyone, and I don't blame him for evacuating. He says he'd be alone up there, and he also knows they kill senators. They blow up their planes all the time. They kill them all the time. I've seen the statistics. You're thousands of times more likely to be killed in an aircraft if you're a senator or a congressman than if you are just a citizen. Even citizens that fly as much, they're thousands of times. So people are criticizing Ventura right now. Have you done as much as Ventura's done? I mean, you know, he told us at the end. I was thinking he'd run. I was trying to push him. At the end of the interview, he said, all right, Alex, I'll come back on your show before I go back down to Mexico. And I walked out during the break, and I said, oh, you hear that, Bermas? And he said, absolutely, he's going to Mexico. He's going to announce he's not running tonight. And I came back on air. In fact, let's cue that up. He left us at 1:05. I want to play that at the end of the show, just the last minute with Ventura. Oh, you're ready with it right now? Let's go ahead and play that right now. Here it is.
Thank you, Alex. It's always my pleasure, and I look forward to doing it again before I head to Mexico.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's too bad, isn't it? I mean, he told you right there. You heard it here first before Larry King Live. And, you know, I've just got to admire Jesse Ventura and Charlie Sheen and the German defense minister and the Italian president and one of the leaders of the Diet, one of the leaders of his party in Japan, and Bill Christensen, former CIA section chief in Berlin, coming out on my show saying it is an inside job. And Ray McGovern, White House briefer, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., and the thousands of others. Kevin Ryan lost his $100-something thousand-a-year engineer job at Underwriting Laboratories. He saw their secret report that the building had to be blown up, the towers, and he said, my God, you did internal tests, and you know this was blown up. And they said, shut up, we're not going to tell people. And he came out and released the report and said they blew it up. And now they've narrowed it into who did it. God Almighty, God's giving us a chance to see the truth and fight against this. I mean, it's now been declassified that top Al-Qaeda leaders meeting with the White House and the Congress in the week before, in the week of 9/11. You got Bush meeting with the head of the Carlyle Group, with the head of the Bin Laden family in Al-Qaeda meetings as well. God Almighty, these people are sick. Sick. Sick.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protecta Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I know that we have a lot of phone calls in the wings at the bottom of the hour. I promise we will get to your phone calls. Dr. Stan Monteith, for decade upon decade upon decade, has been exposing how they've engineered the AIDS virus, how they carry out chemical biological attacks. He's a medical doctor, MD, also a surgeon, orthopedic surgeon, and he's written quite a few books, The Brotherhood of Darkness. He has all the source documents. He's very neurotic, and that's good, about having all his documentation in a row. And I wanted to have him on about the global population reduction agenda, go over some of the facts, how they're doing it, what the mercury in the vaccines, what the rest of the cancer viruses found in hundreds of vaccines are doing, why we've gone from 1 in 33 with cancer to 1 in 3, why all this is happening, and what the globalist master plan says. Remember, the official United Nations biological diversity assessments that are in my film, Road to Tyranny, that you can get at any library, say they plan to reinstitute human sacrifice at giant temples to reduce our numbers. Now, look, I can't make this up. That sounds insane. Believe me, when I first heard about it 10 years ago and went and looked it up at UT and got the UN reports and then videotaped it to put it in the film, I couldn't believe it. They are out of their minds lunatics. But Caligula married his horse. Nero would go in and murder people dressed up like a werewolf at their dinner parties, children chained down. These are mainline histories. Look at what Hitler did. They're always go crazy. Kim Jong-il has a seven-story pleasure palace and has Asian starlets kidnapped that he rapes and kills. I mean, I'm sorry that they're saying and doing this, but yeah, I know it sounds insane. But they say they're going to reinstitute human sacrifice to control population, as they did in Aztec temples. And now they've built one. Tex Mars covers that in his new book. I mean, this is Looney Tune land. I'm not saying that any of this is even real. The point is they believe it. They believe that they are manifesting it. Let's go to Dr. Stan Monteith, Radio Liberty, syndicated radio talk show host. I now own more than 50 affiliates across the land last time I checked. Dr. Monteith, thank you and your busy schedule doing 5 hours of radio a day for joining us, sir.
It's always a pleasure to be with you, Alex.
Doctor, I'm going to try my best. You know, I'm the king of interrupting because so much goes through my mind, and I burn with a passion to inform people. Walk through the history of population reduction, what we're facing, and what the master plan is, and then the Luciferian religion that drives it.
Well, basically, of course, these ideas really begin back with Malthus, you know, who was an Anglican minister, if you can believe it, but he was writing a series of essays on population control in the late 1700s, early 1800s, and he even talked about, you know, how we just couldn't let new children be born unless somebody had died off, and he talked about, you know, if we didn't bring things under control, we were going to have to be in building our cities next to stagnant ponds and discourage cleanliness and certainly oppose anybody who wanted to stop the spread of disease. Now, we refer to these concepts as Malthusian. Of course, they were picked up by a fellow named Galton, who followed him, was related to Darwin, and then, of course, really came to America with Margaret Sanger in the early 1900s, all financed by the Rockefellers. Margaret Sanger really believed in population control, but she believed in eugenics. That was what it was really about, breeding the perfect people and doing away with the unworthy, the human weeds, as it referred to. But what most people don't understand is that the ideas that Adolf Hitler brought in Germany but actually came from the United States. We actually had forced sterilization. They sterilized tens of thousands of people in the United States in the early 1920s. And, of course, after the debacle of the Second World War with the horror of the Holocaust, and if you understand that from the Nazi point of view, that this was simply applied science. They were doing away with the unworthy people, the Jews, the gypsies, the mentally defective, those with physical handicaps, those who were genetically defective. They were purifying the gene pool. That's what it was about. Well, of course, eugenics got a bad name after the Second World War, and after, of course, that the people in the United States were totally in favor of this. They couldn't let the American people know that anymore. They could let them know that it was American corporations, GM, Ford, International Telephone and Telegraph, that were actually, during the Second World War, were actually, of course, preparing the weapons of war, the tanks, the dive bombers, the trucks, of the military equipment that Adolf Hitler used. It was all financed largely from here in the United States, creating the best enemy money could buy. And then, of course, at the end of the Second World War, why many of the scientists, the Nazi scientists, who were involved with, of course, creating new diseases, who were involved with mind control, and, of course, with the space program, were brought to the United States under Operation Paperclip. And, of course, we have a four-tape set on that. You can check that out on the Internet. Wonderful book by Linda Hunt called The Secret Agenda on Operation Paperclip. And then, of course, we helped 10,000 of the most vicious of the Nazi criminals escape to South America. The CIA, MI6, and a cell within the Vatican helped 10,000 Nazis escape to South America. Martin Bormann, Dr. Mengele, Klaus Barbie, Adolf Eichmann. The Jews tracked down a couple of them, Eichmann and Barbie, but, of course, the CIA protected the rest of them. People find it difficult to believe, and yet these were the people who carried out the Holocaust because they had friends in the United States.
Now, Doctor, I want to just add, eugenics with sterilization, 500,000 plus, continued until 1987 publicly through health departments and the blood taking and birth of babies, all of that is about the eugenics program, and also public eugenics was about purifying the elite, exterminating the subhumans. But the real eugenics at the higher level, as they wrote, and as my film Endgame covers, and as you know, is really about dumbing us down and having a servant class for the elite, is it not?
Well, those who are allowed to live, they intend to kill off most of the people in the world. Now, certainly anybody who questions that is only to read the writings of Jacques Cousteau, and we actually provide this to our ministry, in an article that is published in the UNESCO Courier in November of 1991. Why Jacques Cousteau, who everybody knows, oh my goodness, he invented the scuba gear and he swam with the dolphins. Jacques Cousteau discussed the need to bring the world back into balance and said, you know, it's a terrible thing. We're going to have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. 350,000 people a day is a terrible thing to say, but even worse not to say it. And, of course, you read the writings of Bertrand Russell in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, where he talks about, you know, we really don't kill off enough with abortion and with war. What we need is a black plague to sweep the world once in every generation.
And, of course, now Jacques Cousteau's son has all these TV shows, and it's always humans are bad, all these nature shows, humans are bad. And Dr. Pianca gives speeches saying, kill 90% of us, and he gets a standing ovation. They are the majority. They're in place now.
Well, they're in positions of power. And as incredible as it may seem, they're actually carrying out these programs on the American people today. I got involved in this with the AIDS epidemic, and it didn't make any sense if we weren't doing the logical things to try to stop this epidemic. Basically, you know, you stop a sexually transmitted disease by identifying who has it, find out who they got it from and who they spread it to, and, you know, force these people to stop spreading a deadly disease. Every effort was made to stop trying to identify the people who were infected, or we couldn't do routine testing. Oh, my goodness, we'd drive the disease underground. Nobody would go to the doctor if they knew they're going to be tested for AIDS. We couldn't do premarital testing. This is a sexually transmitted disease. What's wrong with premarital testing? Oh, my goodness, people wouldn't go to the doctor if they were going to be tested. We do not do prenatal testing, pregnant women, to prevent the mother who has the disease from spreading it to her unborn child, and it's preventable. We do not do neonatal testing. We do not do hardly any of the things. There are a few states where they do neonatal testing. Finally, after about 15 years, the Centers for Disease Control did come out and say, well, maybe we ought to do routine testing. But, of course, we blocked this in other countries. In Africa today, this is being used for population control. If you go into Botswana, and we have the reports, anybody who wants to verify them, we'll be glad to provide them. In Botswana, where they are, the U.S. Commerce Department is monitoring the AIDS epidemic. Why are we spending money to monitor the AIDS epidemic in Botswana? Why? Because we want to see what a great job we're doing. And 46% of the pregnant women there, and they test every pregnant woman for HIV disease, 46% are infected, and they're all going to die. And this disease is simply wiping out the populations of many African countries. And, I mean, the average age, for instance, in a place like Zimbabwe has dropped from about 64 down to about 38, probably.
Well, even, Doctor, as you know, even the BBC's had to admit it, that they find young girls who've never been sexually active, virgins, and their family doesn't even have HIV, and then they say they must have got it from dirty needles when they were vaccinated, but then we found all sorts of sterilization compounds and other carrier viruses and things in shots, and we have all these Nobel Prize winners coming out saying HIV and AIDS is engineered.
Well, there's no question it was engineered. We actually have the reports that the CIA tried to actually destroy. They're called the Special Virus Cancer Project. They're about 2 inches thick. They put out one every year for a number of years as they were engineering the new diseases. We know that they intended to engineer new diseases because you can actually, we have the testimony of Dr. David MacArthur before the House Appropriations.
Stay there. I want to talk about this when we get back from break. I'm also going to talk to you in this four-minute break behind the scenes, Dr. Monti, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and folks that are on the Internet. I want to come back to that to the full audience in 4 minutes. I want to ask you behind the scenes, you've got to go to the streams at Infowars.com, folks, whether or not you've seen the new Dr. Sock video that just got released in the last year. Our guest is Dr. Stan Monti. RadioLiberty.com is the website. He's an amazing treasure trove of information. We're going to be having him on a lot in the near future.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Yeah, Planned Parenthood, that Bill Gates' father runs, is the premier eugenics organization set up by the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation. They started all the major cancer research 100 years ago. And they'll roll your sleeves up, take that cancer injection, and then they're going to give you a false treatment that's meant to take all your wealth so you don't pass it on. Carousel, carousel, right out of Logan's Run, getting rid of the slaves. Going back to Dr. Stan Monti, finishing up with the CIA's virus cancer weapon program, which is known as HIV, which is a cover virus for a bunch of black ops. And then let's get into suppressed cancer treatments. He is a medical doctor and surgeon. By the way, quite an acclaimed one. Dr. Monteith, please continue.
Well, basically, all the evidence shows that they actually created new diseases. Now, we knew that they were going to do this, first of all, because Dr. David MacArthur, and we actually have the complete text of his testimony, testifying before the House Appropriations Committee back in 1969, said that they wanted to be able to create two things. One would be a new disease for which there would be no immune response, and the other would be a new chronic diseases. And he said, you know, some people say we shouldn't do this because it would be another means of mass killing, but if we want $10 million, and within 10 years we can come up with this new disease. Well, now, of course, we know that the CIA works with the military. We know that the CIA was actually creating new diseases. How do we know that? Well, a couple of things. First of all, Gary Glum came out with a book called Full Disclosure, and first, one of the people who had been involved in this had actually come to him. He was dying of cancer of the pancreas, and he told him the whole story. It's an interesting experience and thought control to try to get a copy of Gary Glum's book, Full Disclosure, up on the Internet. Once in a while, one comes up at a fantastic profit price. And then, of course, Dr. Garth Nicholson, who we've interviewed, has talked to at least one person who was involved with the actual production of the AIDS epidemic. So, certainly a few people have come forward risking their lives to tell the truth. But
and let's be clear, hundreds of top bioweapon scientists in the creation and identification have all been brutally murdered.
I'm sure they have.
And so we've had all these microbiologist killings. Go ahead.
But basically, we have the reports. I have part 8 and part 9, and I think Boyd Graves has all of from 8 on. They destroyed all of the early reports, but we have 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. They put them out every year. Orders were given. They were to be destroyed. And, well, the CIA didn't do a very good job, or maybe somebody wanted to have them for history. But it tells how they created these new diseases. And, of course, what most people don't understand is that AIDS is not simply HIV infection. It is combined with mycoplasma infection or mycoplasma permanens. And it is a genetically altered mycoplasm that, and of course, who owns the patent on it? Why, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. And so, but basically what people do not understand is how they got this out initially. And of course, the way that they were able to disseminate the HIV virus in the United States was that the hepatitis B vaccine that was given to homosexuals in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York City. And those are the three cities where the epidemic began. We have a report from the San Francisco Department of Public Health, and the articles will tell you that 75% of the foolish young homosexuals who volunteered for this study, 75% of the people who received the hepatitis B vaccine contracted AIDS, and most of them are long since dead. Same thing happened, of course, in the other cities, but we have the report on San Francisco. It was in the areas in Africa where they used this same hepatitis B vaccine. Of course, you'll find the disease centered. You'll find the islands of it. There are lots of parts of Africa where this disease is very rare. That they just don't have it.
But and that's where they happen to not have the UN there doing the. Well, I mean, take Libya, where they caught the doctors giving the children the HIV shots.
Right.
I mean, they were caught red-handed. Now, listen, for those that don't know, for police, military, those that serve. Why does the military get this so much more often? They give this to the military getting out because they don't want Rambo types to go rogue on them. You've served your usefulness. You're given a soft kill weapon. Doctor, a medical doctor, Stan Monteith, we have all the documents on this. Explain to them what a soft kill weapon is.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to tell me because I'm not acquainted with that term.
Well, you know, a soft kill is a biological weapon that kills you slowly.
They've introduced these. I mean, we have millions of Americans who have these chronic diseases, and of course, everything is done to stop the truth from coming out. We actually, any of your listeners who don't believe that they intended to create these chronic diseases, as only to get a copy of Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages, published in 1970. You can buy them on the Internet now for about $100. But this is a little paperback book I got for $6 back in the early 70s.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. Hundreds of books, now they're killing you, laughing. Remember, officers, your mama shouldn't be dying at 55 of cancer. Your government is murdering her with pleasure.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Song says it all.
It was I who shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. It was I who shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy.
John Brown.
Kill them before they grow. He said, kill.
Farley Live, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Sheriff John Brown said you got to kill them when they're little seeds before they grow. ...99% of our military has no idea what's going on. 99% of our police. You know the horror of knowing, having the documents that Dr. Monteef has, going to the Library of Congress and getting them, having other scientists on, having the government documents, knowing that they're putting cancer viruses in everybody's vaccines, knowing they're murdering us all, knowing they're hurting us, knowing they're doing, and they're going to keep, and the elite says, well, look, you know it, and the public doesn't wake up, so they deserve to die. It is eugenics. It is the ultimate selfishness. They want to dominate the future, and they are carrying it out against all of us. A lot of you say, ah, so what about them Africans? We do need to kill them. I've run into environmentalists. They're like, it's very sad, but the earth is dying. We must do it. Ew. But you tell them, oh, you know, the soft kill's being done to you. And they say, what? I'm like, not me. I have to make sure all this is carried out. Ooh. Dr. Monteef, let's get into more about their biological weapons program against us and how they're suppressing cancer cures in their own documents, and then take some calls.
Well, I mean, there's just so much to cover. But basically, of course, we've been just talking about Zbigniew Brzezinski in his book Between Two Ages. And, of course, somewhere between pages 55 and 65, I don't have the exact page, although if anybody wants to get in touch with us, we'll get them copies of the page. At the bottom of the page, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was the foreign policy, national security advisor to Clinton, pardon me, to Jimmy Carter, who actually was there when Saddam Hussein came to power. He was instrumental in topping the Shah of Iran. He was instrumental in precipitating the war in Afghanistan. And, of course, he was instrumental in bringing the Ayatollahs, the radicals, to power in Afghanistan, the ones that we're talking about going to war with today. But Zbigniew Brzezinski, writing back in 1970 in a book, Between Two Ages, talked about how in the future we were going to be able to create storms and droughts and new chronic diseases to disable the enemy. Well, of course, we are the enemy. Today, Zbigniew Brzezinski, of course, is the foreign policy advisor to a man named Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. So he's been around for a long time. That was 38 years ago. But he was writing at that time about these chronic diseases they were going to be able to create. And for about 10 years after David MacArthur asked for the $10 million, why, we suddenly saw a whole flock of new diseases occurring. One we call AIDS, but of course it's not simply HIV infection. It's associated with chronic mycoplasm infection that does the damage, a genetically modified mycoplasm fermentans. And this is covered in a wonderful book by one of the world's leading scientists, although it's done in fiction form. It's called Project Daylily, and we actually carry the book Project Daylily by Dr. Garth and Nancy Nicholson. But anyway, of course, about 10 years after Zbigniew Brzezinski and David MacArthur were talking about creating the new diseases, why suddenly appears chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease. And we're talking about 4 million Americans having these terrible diseases.
And as you know, doctor, they now admit that Lyme's weaponized came from Plum Island. They now admit that the bird flu came from there. Not the bird flu, the West Nile, but they say it's an accident, but they're going to move it from that island in the Atlantic Ocean to San Antonio, Texas. What is this 36 level 4 bioweapons labs in the middle of populated areas in level 2 security? What's that about? Plausible deniability when they release it?
Well, when something happens, they'll say, oh, shucks, we just made another mistake. Nobody's responsible.
It's like Porton Down keeps releasing all this stuff on accident in England.
And certainly, of course, at Fort Detrick in Maryland, of course, where they work on all these biological warfare agents.
And that's where the anthrax came from. They just love us so much. That's good people.
Oh, you know, Chris, the story about the anthrax, the anthrax attack on America, isn't it interesting that it was only Democratic senators that received the anthrax-laden envelopes? And isn't it interesting that on the very day of the 9/11 attack, Dick Cheney, the White House staff, and the president started on Cipro, and the only reason you would take that is if you were expecting an anthrax attack. Why would they start on the evening of September 11th?
And it was the New York head of emergency management, who's a controlled demolition expert, and tied into controlled demolition, and the rest of them, who recommended they go on it.
Right.
nice man.
The only reason you would take the Cipro, because it's a potentially dangerous antibiotic, is if you knew an anthrax attack was coming. And if they knew an anthrax attack was coming, why didn't they warn the rest of us?
And some idiots say, well, why would they go on it? It means they had a tip. I mean, if they knew right where it was going, why would they go? If they knew it was going to the Capitol, why would they do it in the White House? Because they knew it was going through the main Washington mail office where the two workers died.
Right.
They knew they had to, even though they were launching the attack. Dr. Monteith, get into suppressed cancer cures, how the Rockefellers have the core of the market, the documents and eyewitnesses you have to that.
Well, basically, they have been suppressing, actively suppressing cancer treatment. This is covered in a four tapes that we have called The New Order of the Barbarians, where Dr. Richard Day told a group of doctors in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1969 that there were treatments for cancer that were being suppressed. And, of course, there actually was a report. It was called the Fitzgerald Report. It was actually put in the Congressional Record back in 1955 about all the suppressed cancer treatments. And it was interesting, recently somebody sent me $50 and said, give me a copy of the Fitzgerald Report. I can't get it anyplace. It was in the Congressional Record. Well, I called everybody I knew, the National Health Association, you know, the various researchers. Everybody had heard the Fitzgerald Report. You can read about it on the Internet, but nobody had a report. Eventually, we were able to track it down from the Congressional Records, and it's in one of our newsletters. But basically, and people go to RadioLiberty.com and just scroll down on the newsletters for the Fitzgerald Report. But in 1955, they were talking about Laetril as an effective treatment for cancer. They were talking about the Hoxie treatment. They were talking about several other treatments were available.
Isn't Laetril the stuff out of cherries?
No, it is out of apricot pits.
Yeah.
But it's basically a specific vitamin. Actually, I talked to a man named Dean Burke, and Dean Burke was in charge of chemotherapy research at the National Cancer Institute, which is a subdivision of the NIH. And of course, I talked to Burke before he died. He told me that Laetril did work. They knew it worked. And that certainly it wouldn't cure everybody. Sometimes people were too far gone. But he said it's far better than anything in chemotherapy. He said, I've been in chemotherapy research for 25 years. I have three filing cabinets full of information on Laetril. And I said, but what about the Smith, Sloan Kettering evaluation of Laetril where they said it didn't work? He said they actually fudged that. They knew it worked, and so they designed
it. This is why I say cherry pits. I know it came out of apricots, too, but I had a cancer doctor a few months ago I was talking to tell me that they found the, I don't know all the biology or all the chemical reactions, but explain me what Laetril is. But basically, it's a safe cyanide base that is covered with some type of molecular structure in the plant so that the body passes it, but that it still terminates cancer cells. Somehow they absorb it, but the rest of the tissues don't. He said it was out of cherry pits and apricots. You're saying it's just out of apricots?
Oh, no, I'm sure it probably is, and maybe in several things, but characteristically it comes out of apricot pits. But you're not going to get, I mean, don't go out and buy a lot of apricot pits and start eating them.
No, it's very poisonous.
It has to be especially prepared. You can get it in Mexico. You can get it in Germany. You can't get it in Mexico, in America, because they've targeted the American people. And any doctor who advocates this or uses this in America, they will come after and destroy it. They are actively suppressing treatments. Now, there are lots of even better treatments. That was 50 years ago. But they're all being suppressed. Dr. Brzezinski down in Texas, Houston, Texas, has a treatment that they know will, of course, take care of brain cancers and in children, and they will not allow it to be widely used. In fact, they tried to put Brzezinski in prison. Why? Because he was saving the lives of children. We
yeah.
actually have a four tape set on Brzezinski's material with interviews with Brzezinski and the book. The Brzezinski Breakthrough was out of print, but people have to understand effective cancer treatments will be suppressed because people are going to have to die of something, and they want them.
And I want you to know this. People who serve the government, we've seen a change in the elite. We're about to go to calls. I mean, they were evil 20 years ago, but they wouldn't let the troops be around DU. Now they are, and the troops are coming back and dying en masse. They particularly shoot up the troops with this stuff. There are thousands of examples of them nerve-gassing our own troops. That came out in the news again last week, mainstream news. I mean, murdering them, radiating small children to death. I mean, there's thousands of cases, and they did that to create the cadres of doctors in government who would carry out other ops. And I'm going to have you back, Dr. Monteith, for a full 2 hours in the near future. Let's take some phone calls. They'll be all over the map. But let's go ahead and so we can get to some of these. Go ahead and take a call from Lynn in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead, Lynn. Are you there? Okay. We're going to go to Chris in Minnesota. Go ahead, Chris in Minnesota.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. I'm sure that you're aware of, and I'm sure that your guest, the doctor there, is aware of. The Mayo Clinic in Minnesota here is one of the largest and most cutting-edge medical facilities in the United States. Kings and queens come here for treatment. And a friend of mine works for a company who subcontracts to the Mayo Clinic for making deliveries. And he had to take a delivery the other day to this secluded place just on the outskirts of town, and he told me that it was covered with armed guard security, and the rumor, I guess, is that it's a pig farm, that they harvest organs in the pigs. They're growing organs for organ transplants for human pigs and hogs.
Well, sir, there's no rumor. In utero in pigs and cows, they grow humanoids. You can't really call them that. It's ganglia. From the doctors we've talked to, there's different processes. A lot of times it is humanoids, and they harvest the organs out of them in utero, babies basically. And that's actually in the news. Or sometimes it's just groups of organs within the pigs and cows. Dr. Monteith, would you like to speak to that?
Well, certainly we know that they're injecting human genes into the brains of mice, so that they will actually have a human brain. The things that they're doing today are just totally in violation of God's plan for humanity. We have a book called The Aramont Gate, which is a fictionalized story of how they actually are cloning a human animal clones. They're actually doing this.
But those
today.
Hybrids, if you Google human animal hybrid, it's pigs, it's goats, it's horses,
right.
It's pigs. They're growing, quote, human embryos in cows. I mean, that was 10 years ago.
Sure. What we're doing, of course, is we're violating all the laws of nature, and of course, we're going to be creating new Frankenstein type beings.
But on top of that, the general public isn't going to get access to this, and they also harvest our baby's blood. Then, if they need it, they'll kidnap your kid for their organs. We know that's going on. That's why they want the blood samples at birth. The idiot doctors locally are compartmentalized and don't know. Did your friend say anything else about this facility? Okay, let's go to Warren in Michigan. Warren in Michigan, you're on the air. Then Jack, Elliot, Ollie, and Mark. Go ahead, Warren. You're on the air with Dr. Monteith.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm sorry I'm not more prepared for your guest. I listen to the podcast. I'm a day behind, so it's very interesting stuff.
Go ahead and make a point.
Make a comment that I lost an aunt of mine to ovarian cancer. It's just amazing to me, you know, being woken up very recently that she was battling the cancer and then was obviously more heavily battling the treatment, and that's when her life was lost. So
I have to understand that many times the treatments do far more harm than good, because the chemotherapy suppresses the immune system and can produce cancer itself. Radiation can suppress the immune system and create cancer itself. And, of course, there are natural treatments for a lot of these things. But people are going to have to get it outside the United States. You're not going to get it in this country because they want our people to die. They are using us as guinea pigs for so many things, and the average American has no grasp of what's going on.
Well, doctor, take HPV. I know you can speak to that, but their own insert with the live cancer virus drug, it's a live virus, it says this actually gives you an increase in cancer, and it doesn't even protect you from the HPV, but they run out and take it.
And how foolish people are to be taking this so-called cancer vaccine so that they can go out and be promiscuous. And, of course, we're just going to destroy the lives of literally millions of our young people by doing this.
We're going to talk behind the scenes for Prison Planet and InfoWars.com stream listeners We're going to be right back for everybody else. We're going to talk to Warren, Elliot, Ollie, and Mark before Dr. Monteith leaves us. I'm Alex Jones.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
For those behind the scenes, the information was so important. He was getting into how they add hormones to the tetanus shots to sterilize your women. Absolutely documented, been caught red-handed by medical research facilities all over the world. We're going to try to cram in a few final calls. Ollie in Canada. Ollie, you're on the air with Dr. Stan Monteith.
Yeah, hi. Now, Alex, I have a question first off for Doc. Doc, yes. Do you have a website where
radio,
you have, huh?
RadioLiberty.com.
RadioLiberty.com.
Just saying it over and over again. RadioLiberty.com.
Sorry, maybe I...
No, we're not mad at you, sir. We're just under attack here. This is an emergency situation.
Right. Okay, another thing, Doc, I want to ask you, in the when you were in university or anything, in your textbooks, did they ever mention that the best way to beat cancer is to aid the immune system? Did they ever mention that?
No. We were taught, of course, you do surgery, you do chemotherapy, you do radiation. That's
burn it, cut it, yeah. Poison it. It's always to treat the final equation, never prevent or never use the body to heal anything. That's the school of medicine.
Doc, you know, I'm so surprised that you actually said that, because I have so many doctors in my own family. Like, I have my aunts, my uncles, they're all doctors, but they're not in the United States. They're elsewhere. And I've had enough of my relatives die from cancer, and one of them is happened to be the first wife of my uncle.
All right, I got to jump. The show's over. Thank you, sir. I got to let you go. Dr. Monteef, I want to thank you for spending time with us. I want to have you back up for 2 hours in the near future. Thank you for spending time with us.
Yeah, I always enjoy it. God bless. Bye-bye.
Take care. We'll have him up for 2 hours in the near future. Great guy, RadioLiberty.com. It's all documented with him. All documented. All documented. Do you understand, women? That's why you can't have babies. You've been hit hard with sterilization compounds. Your daughters are out taking this HPV. It's hurting them bad. That you're under attack now, period. People say, oh, don't get so upset. We need to get upset. We need to shake out of it. Shake out of the days and realize. I mean, I looked at Eric Prince, the head of Blackwater. His 30-year-old wife died of cancer. I mean, just everybody's dying of this stuff. It's like the flu now. 1 in 33 used to die of it, now 1 in 3. They're saying 1 in 2. We're all going to die. While these bastards soft kill us, although they're all living to be 103, probably staging their own death, these pieces of filth. I had a lot of key guests on today. Retransmission starts here in a few minutes. I hope you get Truth Rising. It won't be a big film without you. Truth Rising, my new film about 9/11 and how they're demonizing 9/11 truth and how we're countering them and all the celebrities we interview and all the globalists that are confronted. It is the must-see film. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And if you have the film, I want you to make copies of it. Another sponsor that makes the show possible is a great water filter system that all you need is electricity, and it grabs gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons, even in the desert, of water out of the air every single day. It is a Ecola Blue. The website is ecoloblue.com, big fat banner in the middle of Infowars.com. Ecoloblue.com, ecoloblue.com. Tell them Alex Jones sent you, 1-866-585-4044. And atmospheric water generator for the home pays for itself within 1 year if you buy from your water at the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, 5 filters in it. You do got to clean it out once a month. And limited water from the humidity in the air, 1-866-585-4044. We got one in the office. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins, natural pH. 866-585-4044. Like I said, this isn't a game. It's not a joke. I need everybody to spread the word about the internet streams at Infowars.com and the free podcast. The AM and FM stations were on the shortwave. We are the most important show out there because we tell it like it is, and we know what the key issues are. Okay, not repeating groups' names over and over again, but exposing what they're doing and warning people.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.